Dr. Yardley, in just a moment, we're going to talk to one of your patients, Beverly. Tell us her circumstances, how she came to be with you.
Well, Beverly had actually come in and seen me a number of years ago and had received some real good help. And so I hadn't seen her for a while, and then she returned recently having developed some newer problems.
Well, let's talk to her. Bev is down in Toledo. How are things down in Toledo, Bev?
They're very well, thank you.
I'm glad to hear that. You sound like you're doing well. Now, you weren't doing so well when you went back to go see Dr. Yardley. Tell us your story.
I do walking every morning. I walk 4 miles, and I've been doing this for some time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started getting pains in my right leg that started in the hip and then around to the front in the knee and down towards the ankle. And I every day was just getting worse and worse. And finally, it took me an hour and a half to make this walk, and I knew when I got home I had to come back in and see Dr. Yardley. There was no putting it off. So I called, and they got me in the next day.
So now you've had some experience with Dr. Yardley in the past. It is, and that experience was a good one, right?
Yes, it was.
Okay. So you went in and talked to them, and what was your procedure like? What did they do?
Well, they did... First, Dr. Yardley came in and talked to me and asked me lots of questions, and he writes down everything you say, and he has you just tell him everything that's happening with you, how you're feeling, where it's hurting, how far it's hurting, how bad it's hurting, and then he does x-rays and tests. And
that's correct. And so with Beverly, she had developed a problem. Oftentimes this leg pain actually comes from the low back, and that often comes because you've got a leg shorter than the other. And that was the case with Beverly. She had one leg shorter than the other. She had one hip higher than the other.
Now, that's not actually the leg is not literally physically shorter.
Often it's what we call a functional short leg, which is very different from an anatomical short leg.
Right. If functional means it's treated as a shorter leg.
It's a correctable one.
Yeah, something she can correct.
Something about that. And so we got it corrected, evened out her legs, evened out her hips, and she took off.
Now, isn't that just a great example of why the show is called Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally? And it's Bev's case is not unusual. Because the whole idea is Dr. Yardley, at the Yardley Institute, they do the procedure that allows your body then to get out of its own way and start healing itself. And the impact is it changes somebody's life. Bev, tell me about your process.
It gets better and better and better, just gets well. Sometimes you just wonder how this happens because it just does correct itself.
It's a very non-invasive process, is that correct?
Oh, yes. It's just when I went in for the very first treatment, you don't even feel anything at all. And then he just corrects it as needed, and it just gets better.
So tell me.
The body does heal itself.
It does. So tell us where you are today. I mean, obviously, when you were getting this leg pain, it had a direct impact on your life. Where are you today? How are you doing?
I'm back to walking 4 miles every morning. And I do what I want to do. I have a good quality of life. I couldn't ask for any better, especially at my age. And I owe that all to Dr. Yardley.
And a couple of other things. Often people get bonuses. It's not why they come in to see us. But your energy levels have improved, I think, like 70, 80% better, Bev, right?
And oh, yes.
And if I can say it, the constipation got better too, didn't it?
That and the allergies,
and
the headaches.
There you go. See, that's an improvement in quality of life. You know, some people it's a more gradual improvement, and other people it's like night and day. That varies from case to case.
So, Bev, are you going to go run a marathon now?
No, I'm not going to run a marathon, but I was in a 5K. I walked 3.5 miles in a 5K.
Very good.
I'd say you're doing a lot better, Bev.
Well, like I said, I couldn't ask to do better. Because I feel like my quality of life is so improved, you know, and so much so from the first time and this time. And so, but I know now when I start having a problem, I need to get back and see him sooner, and then I won't have that discomfort, you know, for so long and struggle with it.
Bev, let me ask you, you know, you undoubtedly have friends who experience pain, and you've chatted with about your experience, I'm sure. What do you tell us? Would you recommend Dr. Yardley to one of your friends who's suffering some kind of pain like this?
I recommend Dr. Yardley to everybody I come in contact with, just about. I carry extra cards of his with me at all times, And if I'm waiting in, like, the dentist's office or the eye doctor's office and strike up a conversation, I hand them out, and I just tell them what he's done for me.
Well, we
and how much he's improved my life.
We appreciate that, Beverly.
Thank you for making the time to talk with us, Bev.
Well, you're more than welcome.
Thanks
and
a lot.
You're welcome, Dr. Yardley. And when you go to his office, everybody is just so nice and so kind. You got to love them all.
Thank you, Bev.
Take care.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, there is a perfect example, Dr. Yardley, of somebody who your work, that you've changed their quality of life dramatically.
Well, and you know, we see it so often, and it's not what we do. The body heals itself. We simply make it possible.
It's non-invasive. It's extremely gentle, and it allows your body to heal naturally. If this sounds good to you, if you have pain and you'd like to do something about it, perhaps you'd like to find out if you're a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Your first consultation, they'll give you a series of tests.
That's correct. Non-invasive tests.
Yep. Set up a set of metrics so they can tell where you are and then proceed from there. All right. More of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. It's next on AM 770, The Truth.